I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Sometimes we're quite afraid to share people things. Yung mga lessons learned natin, we keep it to ourselves. So when I say becoming visible, you become visible in your community, you become visible to areas of practice that you are involved with. And because when you become visible, you also receive. So parang you try to give as many as you can through sharing, diba, to your communities of practice and all that. But at the same time, merong babalik sa'yo. Diba? Yung sinasabi ni RG kanina that your net worth is your network.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning to wherever you are listening or watching my podcast from here in the Philippines or from all over the world. And welcome to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. Now, here in this podcast, I like to interview the country's trailblazing and pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about doing business, what are their success secrets, and are they willing to share those success secrets with us? And also, how have they innovated, pivoted, evolved their businesses during this time? And more importantly, what businesses do they see emerging in the near future? Now, is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please let me know. I would love to learn from them here as well. At the same time, just message me who they are. I would like to also let you know that I'm also live on YouTube and on Kumu. Now, usually here on the show, we talk about what are the secrets that entrepreneurs have or what are they doing to help improve or hack their way towards success. And the startup or the business we'll be talking to here tonight is involved in a bit of that on how to hack your way to success. They're called Ask Lex PH Academy. Ask Lex PH Academy was established to deliver excellence by maximizing value creation for individuals and organizations. They believe that everyone can be hashtag significantly better, like statistically significantly better through the services that they design and that they deploy for companies. They assess the needs of students and professionals and organizations for skills development that will lead to true value creation. And they've created programs for continuous improvement and innovation, covering facets of continuous improvement, innovation, analytics, engineering, and professional development. And at the helm of this organization is an individual who has won numerous awards, which include the 2022 Asia CEO Awards, LBC SME Company of the Year, which actually my company, Mercado Central, won back in 2019. And at the same time, in 2023, he was awarded the Lean Six Sigma Award by the Industrial Engineering and Operations Management International Society. He was also a finalist for the INJAPSEA Outstanding Young Entrepreneur Award by the Philippine Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and also a finalist for the De La Salle University and FINMA Group of Companies Ramon V. Del Rosario Siklab Awards. Let's please welcome here on the show the founder and CEO of Ask Lex PH Academy, Mr. Felix Veroya. Felix, welcome to the podcast.
Wow. Magandang gabi, Sir RJ. And thank you for inviting me.
So happy to have you over here. And just to let people know, the last time I saw Felix face to face, he also won another award. And the award that he won was when I hosted an event for the Philippine Institute of Industrial Engineers, when they celebrated their 25th anniversary, and he just won the Presidential Citation Award. What exactly does it mean, Felix?
Thank you, RJ, for that. Well, the trophy is actually behind me, that one, I think.
Wow.
So yung nakasulat is PAIE Award Presidential Citation for garnering numerous awards from reputable award-giving organizations for, and including, of course, yung practice and promotion of the IE or the industrial engineering profession. So, yun, dun tayo nabigyan ng citation ni President Jerry D.
Fantastic. Now, besides that, we also want to pay it forward for the people who are listening here right now to our program, to our podcast. And I understand you'll be giving away tickets and virtual passes to the second Philippine Lifelong Learning Conference happening on December 2. Can you tell us a bit more? What exactly is a lifelong learning conference? What is that? Did you guys put that together?
Yeah. Well, just to give an idea and context, the ASLEX Page Academy kasi, we basically embraced yung accountability for lifelong learning. So for those who doesn't have any idea about lifelong learning, yung typical na maririnig natin na similar to this is yung parang continuous professional development. But lifelong learning, it basically stretches not only kapag student ka na college, up until maging professional, even elementary. So it cuts across various segments ng isang tao, ng lifetime ng isang tao, up until mas may edad ka pa compared dun sa typical na age ng professionals, which is about 35, 40, ganyan. So what we do is we embrace really yung lifelong learning. All of the things that we offer on the business side, doon siya nagre-revolve around the mandates of UNESCO, Institute of Lifelong Learning, at saka yung typically marinig natin yung UN Sustainable Development Goals. So doon siya nagre-revolve, no? So yung ginawa natin last year, we started, nagkameron tayo ng conference which hosted leaders on different pillars of ASLEX that cuts across yung lifelong learning. So nabanggit mo kanina yung innovation, sustainability, analytics, continuous improvement. So we hosted thought leaders to give keynotes and plenary and then to be involved in panel discussions last year. And then we launched also softwares na would facilitate yung support for lifelong learning last year. It's called 2OS for analytics. And then we have this award, we call it the Alpha Excellence Award, which we give awards to people in our community, our stakeholders, that really practices lifelong learning. So lifelong learning, tsaka yung different pillars we provide. So it's really a celebration of the lifelong learning community here in the Philippines. Since wala pang nag-o-own, universities have their own parang units. I've known some university that we'll have like X University, Institute of Lifelong Learning, something like that. But wala pang as in community na nag-exist na as in solid.
Continuous learners who want to do what they want to do.
Yes.
So if they go there that day and they get a virtual pass, what can they get out of the day?
Well, of course, yung participation, it's gonna be happening on a hybrid format. Hopefully, diba, I've invited you already sa Makati City Garden Hotel. So, but limited lang kasi siya. But of course, 200, 220 packs. But we want to make it big by involving virtual attendees. So there will be, at most siguro, we're expecting 500 to 1,000 hopefully. So same lang din naman na experience. Yung delivery lang yung magkakaiba. And we'll be giving away a lot of lifelong learning components like free e-learning courses, training and certifications.
So people can get certification if they attend. So many people, that's their biggest concern. Yes. In the conference, they can get certification.
Yes. At least they'll be getting at least two entry-level certifications from us. Yun yung ano namin.
Fantastic. So how can they qualify for free virtual passes to the second Philippine Lifelong Learning Conference to be on December 2 City Garden Hotel? Can we just flash up on the screen, Zeke, my producer? Can we flash right now on screen the Lifelong Learning Conference poster? So yeah, continue, please.
So what's good about this is if they they interact with this conversation that we're having right now, someone from my team will be getting the names and will be contacting them if they interact, no? And then what's good about having a virtual pass is that they'll have a chance to win, as per my CFO, which is basically my wife as well.
Very good. Your CFO should always be your wife.
Correct. Seven thousand pesos. If you can still remember, during the PIAEA 25, namigay sila ng lima. Tama, di ba? Lima na 20. Tama ba? Ilang 20? 3,000 pesos. Walo pang 25,000.
Diba? I remember.
So, yung sa amin naman, pito, kasi we're celebrating our 7th anniversary sa ASLEC. So, pito na 7,000 pesos. So, if you have a virtual pass, you also qualify for this. And you can get a free virtual pass just by engaging and staying with us during this particular interview.
Yeah. Eh, kung ganyan, dapat panalo na si Domenico Roy De Castro. Can you feature them over, Domenico Roy De Castro? Kasi sabi niya dito, guwapo yan si Sir Felix in person. Bakit? Guwapo rin siya kahit virtually. Ah. Nakikita ko naman dito. Kahit virtually. Ikaw, Domenico, meron ka na virtual pass. Sasabi ko ngayon. Okay. Thanks so much. Some more comments like that one. So again, thanks so much. Thanks for sharing with us your upcoming lifelong learning conference, and also for people who want to learn more about ASLEC, no? His website, actually, we're going to show his website in just a bit. But what is the website again, Felix, if the people want to research a bit more on ASLEC?
Yeah, so you can reach us at asclecph.com. Yeah, and so you can see all of our upcoming events, the free e-learning courses that you can take. There are about more than 100 already. And yung mga premium courses, if there are some that would interest you. So, yeah.
You got this. Asclecph, asclecph.com, to check out the upcoming courses that you can get here in Asclecph Academy. Now, before we get into that one, no, and we understand much better, you know, we got people here trying to listen in. Some are students, some are undergrads, some people have graduated. And with your background is as an industrial engineer, which informs the reason why you actually put up ASLEC. But one of the biggest, you know, one of the biggest learnings I had, insights coming out of the industrial engineering hosting, was that not many people understand what does an industrial engineer do, because it's sort of like a hybrid between engineering and business. And it's the curriculums can change from school to school, but right now they're trying to certify that body. Can you help people better explain? Ano bang ibig sabihin ng isang industrial engineer? What do you guys actually do? Kasi may mga bankers kayo, may mga finance guys kayo, but you've got guys in manufacturing, you've got guys in different sectors.
Correct. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to explain ano yung IE, no? So, yeah, that's correct. IE or industrial engineering is actually a crossroads between management and engineering. So, some other universities don't have industrial engineering na course, they have management engineering, no? So, exactly. Ano ba yung IE? So,
IE is engineering, right? Ateneo.
Yes.
And
yes, management engineering.
Grade school has industrial management engineering. But that's under the college engineering.
Yes, correct. So, basically ang ginagawa ng isang industrial engineer, so we design, we maintain, we improve systems of different resources. So from man, machine, method, material, environment. So lahat ng yon through combination of different mathematics and sciences. So some people kasi, because IE, wala kasi kaming board exam unlike other engineering disciplines. So they thought IE is easier compared to this, of course, fellow engineering discipline na may board exam. So yun nga yung isang unang scam na narinig ko sa buhay ko nung bago ako mag-major ng IE. Kasi akala ko, madali lang yung IE, walang math. Yun pala yung decision-making pala when you take an IE course is through mathematics and science. So sabi ko, okay, parang hindi yata tama yung pinili ko since hindi rin ako ganun ka-well-versed sa math and science. But I was able to, ano naman, to graduate pa rin naman from the course. And I find it really value adding as a professional. You mentioned about when you attended the PIAEA 25, you were surprised na there are people coming from different backgrounds, like may service, may manufacturing. Kasi basically what an IE do is really more of process based. So for as long as may process, supposedly dapat may isang IE sa isang organization. So yun yung basic na role namin, to design, to sustain, to improve, innovate yung process na ginagamit ng mga organizations.
Got that. And having said all that, let's finally get to what ASLEC PH Academy is all about. Now, just to clarify, ASLEC, this is not a startup. This is not a tech startup. It's an educational company. Is that right? Is that the correct understanding?
Yeah. Funny thing is that we started as a typical MSME, training and consulting. But of course, pandemic happened. No, so that's why somehow we pivoted to becoming an edtech. So bakit naging edtech bigla? It's because during pandemic, you know, we're constrained with all the movements, logistical. So hindi kami pwedeng mag-operate kagaya nung typical. So we thought of ways on how we could still operate, how we could continue the business even with this constraint. So before pandemic, meron na kaming component na tinatawag na e-learning. So yun yung ngayon yung new tinitake natin ng mga courses, like mga recorded na videos or different learning elements like quizzes and all that. So meron na kami nun before pandemic. Ang difference lang is that before pandemic, we're using an off the shelf na solution or learning management system, which basically limits yung, you know, the way that we want to do kung paano namin dito weekend all that. So nung pandemic, sabi namin, nako, anong gagawin natin? Ang daming limitations and all that, but hindi tayo pwedeng ma-dissolve kasi ito yung basically, on a personal note, ito na yung bread and butter ko since I left corporate 2019. So right immediate biglang pandemic, di ba? So really challenge, no? And then sabi ko dun sa wife ko tsaka dun sa CEO ko kay Jojo, kay Kathleen Jojo, sabi ko, ano kayong pwede natin gawin? We don't have that much money, but I think yung business moving forward, no, to the next normal, new normal, parang yung mga tao will be accepting na itong gantong technology. Kasi before, nung wala pang pandemic, even nandiyan na yung mga e-learning and virtual classes, they don't want to, you know, accept it. Kasi parang, di, may option pa naman kami for face-to-face eh. Biglang wala yun, di ba? So, parang lahat nagkailangan mag-shift. So, cut the story short, yung meager amount na meron kami that time, sinugal namin dun sa pag-develop ng first version ng own learning management system namin, which we call now Alpha Digital, which is hosted at aslexph.com. So yun. So after nun, yun, parang we classify ourselves as an edtech. That's also given us the access to incubation and acceleration programs, especially ni Kubo at ni DTI. So nakadalawa na kami, and it actually helped us to refine our not only the business model but also the financial model of the business. And it also provided us access then to different international markets. So, well, of course, when you talk about virtual, basically, kahit naman saan talaga yan eh. But, you know, you have to put presence into other, you know, other locations para at least there will be someone who would be supporting you on the ground. So, ganun yung nangyayari sa amin ngayon. So, we're reaching globally. But of course, the main market pa din is Philippines and then Southeast Asian countries. But we have clients coming from Europe and then US also. And then the Middle East. But now we started putting up some joint ventures in locations like Indonesia. And then just recently, we visited Hong Kong kasabay nung Genti Summit para tanong kung paano yung process ng pag-put up doon. So, ganun na nangyari bigla. From an MVP, we moved yung website na meron kami ngayon. It was like last year where we have so many users kasi we have both free courses, e-learning courses, and then premium courses. So madami yung mga students kasi na nagtitake kasi kailangan nila sa school. That's why yung passion namin that has been fueled nung pandemic kasi akala namin parang para sa amin lang for the business side. Pero we realized na more than the business component, mas malaki pala yung social entrepreneurial component ng nagawa naming solution. Like educators and then leaders from the universities would be sending me messages na sasabihin nila, thank you daw dun sa platform. Kasi yung mga bata na hindi nakapag-internship during pandemic, tuloy-tuloy pa rin nila na na-take yung mga kailangan nilang subjects as a replacement for internship. So, which is hindi namin alam nung una. Parang it was just known to us through reaching nung mga leaders ito from the university. So from that point, sabi namin, sige, tuloy natin. We invested much this money. Nagtabi ulit kami from what we earned from last year, and then we solicited some through crowdfunding from business friends. So yun, ngayon from a 200,000 worth na platform. It's now more than valued at more than 2 million. And we keep on updating para mas masama yung mga components talaga na mag-improve and para mas maging efficient yung learning process or learning experience ng mga users.
So you can actually say that the pandemic was a good thing for you. I mean, not to say that in overall, it kind of forced you to get out of your little box or how you framed the business model of this. Because if it wasn't there, the success or the acceleration of EdTech would have taken maybe, of what you're doing, would have taken 5 to 10 years.
Correct. You're correct on that one, RJ. Kasi I don't know if you've seen sa Facebook or sa LinkedIn during pandemic, kasi there was this question, who accelerated innovation or started innovation in your company? Is it your CEO, your COO, your CTO, or COVID? So, ginagamit ko yun on my talk. So, COVID. So, you're correct. Kasi parang, yeah, we're on the roadmap. We have a roadmap kasi that we've written 2019-2018. And it was, you're right na parang supposedly on the next 5 to 10 years. But it was then accelerated because of what happened.
Yeah.
Pangit, medyo pangit pakinggan because some businesses have been forced to close their businesses. Yes. But for us, it, maybe we've seen that as an opportunity to pivot.
Exactly. Ayan.
Na parang, okay, it's either pivot or perish. Eh. So,
yeah.
kahit medyo risky kasi talagang wala kaming enough money nun. I mean, sabi ko, kung ano lang yung maabot, kumbaga parang meron kang coin bank, binasag mo, parang kung ano lang yung maabot ng pera na to, yun lang. Kasi parang ang hirap ng transition na hindi mo alam paano irarun yung mga trainings mo, yung mga courses mo.
Oh.
And then, after quite some time, yun nga, may revelation, may enlightenment, and then the team was, you know, on the same page, on the same boat na, sige, i-risk natin to, and then kung ano man yung mangyari, panindigan natin. Kumbaga, so, but it happened, and then it basically succeeded, and then after nga lang ng quite some, two years of that MVP, kasi talagang, how do you call it?
Understand this quickly. MVP means minimum viable product. It's like your very first product.
Yes.
Without the bells and whistles, wala pa yung mga icing on the cake. Talagang cake lang yan.
Correct. We're basically, yeah, tama, MVP or minimum viable product. So, in design thinking or design sprint, it's basically the first iteration or prototype of your product.
And by the way, innovation idea. They also teach design thinking in Ask Lex Phoenix Academy. For those who want to know a bit more. And Phoenix, maybe later we can give you a chance to explain a bit more, because some people, like for me, when I was in college, design thinking was not even present, but maybe it will help a lot of the upcoming entrepreneurs to appreciate what design thinking is about. By the way, you know, I just want to point out, as an entrepreneur, because it's our job not to say whether times are good or bad. It's our job to say what are the opportunities in good times and bad times. And especially for you in a bad time, you have to think about what can you do with your business, and you just have to pivot it forward. There's no other choice for entrepreneurs but to always look at what's the positive side of this one. And that's exactly what they did. Now, as we continue, I just want to acknowledge over here another EdTech. I don't know if you've met him just yet, Felix, but I met him he was part of the Wildfire Pitch Awards that we just had, a startup pitching competition here in the Philippine region. Justin Itugot, who's there right now, also commented here in our Facebook. She said, nice to see a fellow EdTech startup founder here. Congratulations on your successes, Felix Concepcion Beroya. His startup is called Cerebro, just like the in X-Men Cerebro. It's a very interesting startup. Mm,
yes.
It's a courseware providing ready-made and curriculum-based digital content for schools, which help teachers to ease their workload and reduce their prep time by up to 400 hours per year. I'm saying this one because Justin will be my next guest here also on the podcast. I'm hoping that you and Justin we'll get to collaborate. I'm sure there's always points of collaboration for our EdTech startup.
Yes,
which
yes.
is great because it's like you guys, yes, it's yes. education.ph, it's Cerebro. I mean, we've got nice, you know, it's building the ecosystem. As they often say, you know, that's why there are two things I believe when it comes to doing, you know, why I work with the startup industry is that number one is that your network is your net worth. The more people that you know and you understand, you're able to get a bigger picture of what you do. But secondarily, mm-hmm. the other thing I also believe is that a rising tide lifts all boats. So as the EdTech community improves, everybody improves at the same time. There's no need for us to compete. It's everybody's parang there's no real competition nowadays when you think about how we have to build up our own startups in our specific fields like EdTech. So again, thanks so much, Justin, for listening to us. Now, Felix, I want to go back. You know, we kind of went ahead of the discussion, started talking about already your pivot of the business. But I want to step back again.
Yeah.
People are going, okay, this is very an interesting discussion, RJ. But exactly, what is Ask Lex PH all about? Can you explain? They always call it an elevator pitch, right? But what is, in about 30 seconds to a minute, can you easily explain what Ask Lex PH is all about?
All right. So, well, basically, as Lex PH Academy, we use we call ourselves Alpha. No, para maikli lang, Alpha is the acronym. So, Alpha is basically a value-adding organization that focuses on lifelong learning. So, our mission is to make lifelong learning, specifically for graduating students and young professionals, to be accessible and sustainable. Sabi nga kanina when we were introduced, to make people and organization hashtag significantly better. Okay, so ano ba yung ibig sabihin? Ano ba yung ginagawa talaga ni Aslex? So basically, what we do is we provide training and certification as well as consulting services. But unlike the typical MSME na nasa training and consulting, so ang ginagawa namin or ang ginagawa na namin ngayon is we integrated the use of technology to make the learning process more efficient, faster, para makakuha agad ng ROI yung mga businesses that send their employees to trainings and certifications under our programs. Okay? So, paano ba namin siya ginagawa? So, I mean, typical na you can either choose to sit for a face-to-face class, which basically now we offer on the business-to-business model. So, wala pa kaming ulit ngayon public since people, maybe consumer behavior-wise, mas prefer na nila, most of them, yung online, live online classes. So, wala pang masyadong bumabalik sa face-to-face unless siguro libre. But on their own money, so kaya business-to-business yung face-to-face namin. So, they can opt to join live online classes, instructor-led via Zoom or Google Meet. So, yan, pwede silang mag-attend doon. And all of those are augmented by what we call the e-learning component. So the e-learning, they'll be given access na kaagad dun sa mga recorded videos na naka-segment na per topic, tsaka mga quizzes, gamified quizzes, and exercises. Para pagdating nila dun sa actual classes nila, they have the basic understanding of what to do. And then what we do on the actual classes is more of the mentoring, yung mga workshops na. So ganun yung ginagawa namin ngayon sa Aslex. And on top of that, kasi nga parang we're a lifelong learning organization, so hindi lang kami puro premium. We have a lot of projects that we do for the community. So one thing that we started during the pandemic, I mentioned this earlier, na ginagawa pa rin namin ngayon is yung pag-provide ng free e-learning courses around innovation, sustainability, analytics, and continuous improvement. So RJ mentioned about design thinking. So it's actually one of the courses that they can take for free dun sa course tab or course section ng Alpha Digital or ng Aslex PH Academy Digital. So that's one. We also host different free webinars that they can take. Some of them leads to free certification. Kasi nga, again, we're not a typical training. Meron kaming certification component. And the certification component, we try to democratize access to it. So if you're here listening, if you're a graduating student, you would want to put an edge dun sa resume mo or CV mo. So you would want to buff yung profile mo with certain trainings that are relevant. So, which is, yun nga, innovation, sustainability, analytics, continuous improvement. So, you can try visit courses. If you're here, you're a professional, you would want to get like that promotion or maybe jump from one job to another in a different company. Of course, you need parang to flex ano ba yung mga alam mo na relevant to this current workplace setup. So, lahat ng yan, mapa-agile man yan, design thinking, sustainability, Lean Six Sigma, lahat ng yan, meron tayong mga courses that you can take for free. Of course, meron din tayong premium. But yung sa free, because lifelong learning, so iba-ibang level din, iba-ibang, depende kung paano mo i-craft kung ano yung specialization na gusto mong ipakita dun sa next employer mo or dun sa future employer mo for the students. So really, really up to you. But we also offer mentoring at saka yung pag-identify ng ano ba yung path, no? Kasi we have like ongoing studies paano ba malalaman based on their attributes, ano yung path na okay sa akin based on the data that has been fed dun sa model. So this is basically analytics, but it's not yet incorporated in the system. We do it offline. So kung may kunwari, may mag-i-inquire, magpapatulong about Sir Lex or Sir Jojo, ano ba yung pwede namin na path? Kasi parang they're quite confused. Yan. So especially yung mga young professionals or yung mga fresh grads. We help them to identify that for them. Not parang hard on stone, but really try to give them parang like enlightenment. Ano ba yung like the same profile na meron ako, Felix Viroya, kunwari, with given attributes, ano yung mga typical na pwede kong puntahan na work? Para at least may guidance sila. Kasi yun yung isa sa, you're talking about design thinking. When you talk about design thinking, mababanggit palagi yung pain points. The reason why we put up this one is, it's because of, you know, not only the need for the business, but really we started as an advocacy. I have a pain point when I was in college. Professional certifications and training are really high, especially for Lean Six Sigma. So sabi ko noon, kapag ako nakagraduate at ako nagkapera or nagka-opportunity, I'll make sure that I'll help people who have the same pain points para ma-address yung pain point na yon, na magkameron sila ng access dun sa mga ganung type ng program. Para pagdating nila dun sa actual na field or dun sa professional na ano nila, na journey nila, kumbaga hindi nila sasabihin na sana may gantong access sa ganito. Diba? I mean, we're now in the age kasi na we have access to several sources. But siguro yung kaibahan lang namin, yung unique value namin is that we, for entry, especially for entry-level certifications, most of them were giving for free. So hindi na kami naniningil para doon. Para kumbaga they have a head start then. If money is the problem, then somehow we're giving them this advantage.
I like that. So basically you began with a pain point of yours, which was that you didn't have the courses were too expensive for you and you want to get access when you were still in college. So it began as a course, meaning that were you working at the time that you set up Six Sigma, or you set up rather Ask Lex on as a side hustle? Is that right?
Yes, yes. Just like the typical na entrepreneur na, di ba? I mean, for entrepreneurs kasi, especially kapag hindi ka galing sa family of entrepreneurs, so basically, ang sobrang laki nung space nung fear bago mo ma-break yung wall nung fear, yung space na yon. So, parang ako, I started it as to your point, side hustle. And then there was this time after couple of years. So sabi ko, if medyo nag-okay na siya kasi you keep on refining the model and then looking at how you can further improve, you've been onboarding people to help you out. And then na-realize ko, come 2019, if itong Ask Lex is giving us this much already on a sideline basis, what more pa yung pwede namin makuha if we do this full time? Para may ganong... Sige, try natin. Parang pwede naman akong bumalik sa work anytime. Kasi nga parang naging mataas na yung level of certification ko sa Lean Six Sigma. And if you scan kasi yung job market, mataas pa din talaga yung valuation. So parang sabi ko, sige, siguro naman walang mawawala. So we tried na mag full-time ako. And then eventually, yung wife ko din, nag full-time na din. And then we... From the three of us, yung CFO, yung COO, si Kathy and Jojo, and me, now we've grown to like more than 10 or about 20 people that are working all together for us. Like, so really, you have, as an entrepreneur, again, there are always layers of fear para, kumbaga, masabi niya, kailangan mo tong malampasan para matuloy-tuloy yung vision mo of what you want to do. But at first, sobrang hirap. Parang laging baka mag-fail, ganyan. Laging ganun yung mindset eh. Laging baka mag-fail. Wala naman akong enough na wala akong... Though, you mentioned about IE being siguro business management and then engineering. Mm-hmm. But of course, hindi siya enough eh. Because those are all principles. Iba pa rin talaga yung talagang...
Iba yung pagsubok talaga. Iba yung pinapag-aralan.
Correct.
Iba yung application.
Correct. Hindi pa. Correct. So... yun. So parang I'm happy na, of course, yung kasi nga the world now has given us so much access to different kinds of knowledge in different forms, like podcasts, like this one that you're having. Yung mga mentors, you can actually meet them online. Kahit hindi kayo magkakilala, if you have the guts to reach to them, pwede kang magkamera ng access. I mean, there are community or groups that you can join that could provide you with, you know, yung mga lessons learned nila and all that. So, napakadami niya. Kaya if there are people who are having these thoughts of, you know, starting something entrepreneurial, ang suggestion ko siguro, eventually naman, you'll ask me this towards that. But siguro, just to preempt a little bit, you try to assess, hindi naman kailangan mag-jump ka agad, tapos from corporate employee down to, I mean, flip to ano, full-time entrepreneur, di ba? Hindi naman kailangan na ganun lagi yung story. But really, depending on your risk appetite. But ako parang, ilang taon ko or namin na ginawa na ano lang to, na sideline or side hustle, na every weekend, hindi kami tumatanggap syempre kapag may pasok kami sa work. But then yun nga, it came to a point na nag-mature siya, and then yun na yung naging signal mismo for us to leave the corporate and do this full time.
And when you did, no, I want to address the idea of failure, just because the idea is that especially many people go through this one. Many entrepreneurs who put up their own business go through this one. I mean, it's nice that you got all the different awards, right? But at the same time, people don't get to see the failures which happen. I mean, there's more failures than there are awards.
There's
more failures than there are awards. But when you're about to fail, and what keeps you, I think, going when you think you're going to fail? I mean, because there are very dark times when you're an entrepreneur. And what did you think? If I fail, I'm going to go back to work in a corporate. What kept you going despite the hard times?
Yeah, siguro I'll just have to share. When we started, so hindi nga ako full time, no. So when we started the side hustle, we offered the flagship program, yung Yellow Belt, dito sa Batangas muna. We basically targeted, kasi nga pain point ko when I was student, walang access. So we basically targeted graduating students, provide them with a very, very minimal fee that they could get the training and the certification. But to my surprise, well, I thought in my head, na parang okay, when we offer this at this rate with this kind of inclusions, people will, you know, will chase us because they really want the product. But I was wrong. Wala kaming makuhang client for 1 year. So, sobrang ano niya, sobrang heartbreaking niya for like a new entrepreneur na parang, okay, paano na yan? Walang may gusto. Parang I thought, there are people, di ba, we have what we call market validation and all that.
That's right.
Akala ko okay na. So, what I did was tweak some parts of the offering, the product, like the 4 P's of marketing and all that. So, and then there was this instructor, si Doc Godoy, who said na, okay, let's try this out for my students. And then the rest was history. Na parang when people around Batangas knew that we're offering this kind of product na ganito siya ka-accessible, parang naging sunod-sunod na yung ano. But it was like, several, to your point, several rejections. I would call rejections. Kasi parang we offer a proposal, it got rejected. Parang it was too early that time probably. And then, but I kept on doing that. I mean, siguro that time, kaya lang hindi masyado sobrang sakit niya. Kasi hindi yun yung full-time kong ginagawa. Kasi hindi ko muna binitawan yung work ko. Kasi I know, I don't have a guarantee. I don't have like 100%. Diba? Na assurance na this will work. So, kaya nga sabi ko, after so many years, saka lang nag-mature, saka lang kami nag-full-time. So, ganun yung ano. Now, in this point in time, you mentioned about awards and all that. You're correct. Sometimes people will see, I have a tattoo here. It's the iceberg model. Para I'll be reminded always. Andito siya sa arm ko. Na parang, people will only see the successes, but they don't see really the darkest times even ngayon na parang lumalaki pa din si Aslex, marami pa rin challenges. I mean, for the longest time, our main challenge is to have the funding kasi yun nga, ang dami namin projects, ang dami namin gustong gawin, but we don't really have that much funding. But we never stop. I mean, we stay true to our advocacy to help the Filipinos especially to have access to have access to lifelong learning. Na sobrang commercialized, ma-democratize sana natin. Mm-hmm. And yun yung patuloy pa rin namin ginagawa. At times na parang feeling namin na tama pa ba itong ginagawa natin? And this particular question, I was able to validate this with other founders then na nakakakwentuhan ko na sinasabi nila na nakakapagod talaga minsan, alam mo yon, na parang sometimes yung passion hindi rin talaga enough para to fuel you. But whenever siguro na magsasabi ako ng gano'n na parang pagod na ako, ganyan, parang tama pa ba itong ginagawa ko? Tutuloy ko pa ba ito? People will be asking siguro, eh bakit kumikita ka naman, di ba? Hindi lang kasi siya about kita. It's about making your vision happen.
It's the, not only the meaningfulness and relevance of what you do. Parang what we call the North Star. Yes. Or your why. Your why. Like Simon said, it's your why behind it. But when things get tough, what do you want? What's going to keep you going?
So what keeps me going is that I know that education, either informal, formal, will definitely help people, no, to change their lives. Kasi it happened to me, and I think it is my responsibility now to make the ripple, that effect, and to pass the baton to people na maybe disadvantaged at first. Mm-hmm. But because of education, again, either formal or informal, of any form, has changed their lives for the better. So parang nandun ako sa side na yon, na parang ang dami ko pang, at my age, siguro nasa kalahati ako ng age ko, hopefully mas more than pa doon, ito yung gusto kong gawin for the next couple of years to help people through education, specifically lifelong learning. So
fantastic,
yun.
Fantastic. Felix, I want to ask them because right now, when people go to Ask Lex, no, and for people who might not understand, there are several courses which you offer over there. Help us better understand. Medyo, let's crash course yung mga nakikinig dito ngayon on what are the most important
things
that you're offering there that you think are important, especially as we approach this new, I don't know if the word is new world though, but you know, in this new working environment, which courses do you think are the most important? Let me just go back to one of my good friends over here from Jose Cheng Costales, and this guy deserves another free pass over here. Let's see what he says. He says, grit, persistence, hard sacrifice is needed for business, but the most important, your faith. Success is unfair sacrifice. That's the reason business is not for all. Very, very, very much agree. We're all there. Amen to that one, brother. We all agree over there. Oh yeah, nabigyan mo ng virtual pass yan. Nagwapo rin to si Jose Cheng Costales, ha? Kasi gwapo mo, Felix.
Sige, sir. Sure, sure, sure.
So help us get a better grip. There's a lot of courses over there, but then what is the key? I often hear you saying Six Sigma, there's Kaizen, there's design thinking. Maybe let's start with those. For me, I see those as the most key, but yeah. Better understand why they're key and briefly, what are they about?
Yeah, so basically, yung flagship namin is what we call Lean Six Sigma. Lean Six Sigma is a proven methodology. So it started from it's a combination of something that started from Toyota and Motorola. So ano yung parang mabibigay niya sa'yo as a professional? So if your work has something to do with processes, I mentioned about IE being process-focused professionals. So similarly, kapag ang work mo, kunwari, you're a process manager, a process engineer, or basta something that deals with process, pwede mo tong i-take kasi it will give you an idea on how to do problem solving and process improvement on a step-by-step approach. Like from defining your gap, measuring the sources of gap, analyzing the root causes, putting the improvements, and then putting the controls. So it's the structure. So that's for typical problem solving. No? So Kaizen is another approach for problem solving. So we have different approaches kasi. No? So we have Lean, Six Sigma, Kaizen. So really depending on what they prefer. But siguro ang pinakasikat nga is yung Lean Six Sigma. We also have, of course, right this in this time and age, analytics. So sabi nga, data science, data analytics will be the next sexiest job of the 21st century. So they could actually take data analytics. If they don't, sabi nga dun sa conference, the PIA 25, there's this misconception that people needs to shift. So you don't have to shift work from if you have like a work now, but if you want to learn and integrate how you would make use of your data to your advantage as a professional or as a business owner, then you have to learn data analytics. So in our courses, you learn how to collect your data, manage your data, visualize your data, analyze your data, build models, and use this to your advantage to create more value for your business, especially for entrepreneurs. Not only for entrepreneurs, but also for professionals. Now, if you're like into innovating things, then you could like explore design thinking, design sprint. Yeah. So it's a structured approach then, so that they could actually see these courses on the courses tab, like entry courses, entry level courses. Sustainability is the next thing, of course. Because of all the things that we're doing.
A bit more to design thinking, because that particularly interests me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so yung design thinking is actually the exact same process that we use when we pivoted. Okay, like the pain points, we were able to solve it using the old model, diba? But when pandemic happened, another design thinking approach. So ano ba yung design thinking? So it's a problem-solving methodology that helps teams better identify, understand, and basically solve business problems and customer problems. Kasi it's customer-centric, it's process-centric. So it follows yung context ng empathy, no? So there are five steps or phases. It starts with empathizing with your customers. So dun papasok yung tinatawag nating pain points, no? So parang if you have like a product or a service or a process that your customers or consumers are using, ano yung mga pain points or ano yung mga difficulties nila in interacting with your products, services, or process? And then from there, we basically define what are those pain points. Okay, let's take a small use case. Let's say dun sa ano namin, sa platform namin, pag nag-login yung user, ang hirap hanapin ng mga buttons, etc., etc. So that's basically the defined problem. And then we now go to the, so first is empathize, second is define, third would be ideate. So this is where magic happens. So when you ideate, basically you involve your team members. You use two modes of thinking, the convergent mode of thinking tsaka divergent mode of thinking. So coming from one problem, you'll see opportunities on how to solve it in different ways, and then eventually you'll come up with parang yung first iteration ng solution mo. Moving forward from idea to prototyping, no? So doon na papasok yung fail fast concepts, yan. So from idea to prototype. So prototype, as you mentioned, MVP. So when you want to test something, hindi kailangan na buuin mo siya na as in super ganda, super kompleto. There was this saying, delayed perfection is continuous improvement is better than delayed perfection, because sometimes yung kaya nagfi-fail yung ibang mga businesses, they want to perfect the product and they don't know na meron palang competitor na nag-launch na early to learn more about the product coming from the actual users, yung ganon. So yan, ayun yung isa ding tinuturo ng design thinking. And of it's course
really, testing. The way that I hear, it's really great for entrepreneurs. It's a really great process. Especially,
yes,
but for people who want to launch products, because you know, I came from an FMCG, fast moving consumer goods company, where sometimes you have to perfect the product first before you actually go to the market. But nowadays, the philosophy has been flipped around, where sometimes you have to have an experiment. You mean either put up the pilot project for the product, or you know, you just have to have the product learned. In fact, if you look at many of the apps nowadays, I mean, design thinking is built in because they really put out the app with the minimum viable product where it's expected to fail a bit because you're supposed to learn from the failure of that MVP that is out there and being tested by people. Is that correct, Felix?
Correct. Yes, exactly. That's the exact logic behind it. Kaya tinawag siyang fail fast. So you don't have to perfect the product before you launch it. Kasi kapag ganun, yun nga, baka meron yung nauna sa'yo. And mawawala yung market leadership sa'yo if that happens. Di ba? Para mas maganda yung mauna ka doon, you were able to introduce the brand. And then, okay lang na mag-iterate. It's part of the cycle. It's part of the process. So yun talaga yung dapat nangyari. So, and it's true that, yeah, we've been putting this, maybe with your help, no? We've been putting this design thinking workshop with Aslex, no? Or under Aslex, to help entrepreneurs to ingrain this mindset to them, no? Kasi parang ikaw yung, if you're the leader of the business, if you're the entrepreneur who owns the business, so syempre yung innovation, yung lahat, yung improvement ng product and services mo, and then the processes, accountable ka doon. So if you know a working model that has been proven, no, for the longest time that works, mas magiging, kumbaga, mas magiging maganda yung resulta ng business mo. Kasi you take ownership of that. So we're putting this, hopefully by early next year, kung may makita tayo ng mga partners, we could do this in partnership, of course, with you or your business.
No, I would love, I'd love to teach that to food entrepreneurs in the Mercato, in my Mercato food business, because many new upcoming entrepreneurs, the concern among them naman is that, you know, they're coming up with gaya-gaya products, copycat products. And that becomes not sustainable. Eh? Because sometimes they don't have the ability to iterate. Because for me, we can teach them what is the secret sauce of innovation. Let's say you've got to make it a bit different, right? You've got to ideate. But to create something that's ideated, it's not easy for many people, right? It's easy to say, but it's different to do, right? It's not just to do. You've got to test and validate. And so it's a great methodology for different things that people do. And of course, hopefully from this discussion, we're going to create more products coming out. And this is what's great about doing this podcast as well. Like earlier on, you got to see Cerebros over here. Hopefully they work with Felix. Mercato is here. Hopefully our Mercato Food Academy, we get to work together with Felix to develop a curriculum for the academy here as well. I think that's really what we talk about. Network is your net worth. And really, you know, how we work together in this sort of startup ecosystem. So, can you give me one more course? You talked about another interesting thing which I like, which is about sustainability. And why is sustainability important, especially, I guess, for entrepreneurs to learn about? What is sustainability, basically?
Well, sustainability is basically making, you know, our resources available for the next generation. So, it's been a buzzword lately because the UN has a strong support to this, the UN Sustainable Development Goals or the UN SDGs. So for an entrepreneur, you really have to think sustainable, as you mentioned. Hindi pwedeng gaya-gaya, hindi pwedeng ano lang, basta may ma-launch ka lang. Because if you want to thrive, you have to think about how to sustain. That's one key word. But when you talk about sustainability, it's really a bigger, no? It's a bigger framework that we're looking at. So we have 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals. So I would suggest that when you think of a business, it should be aligned to at least one of these. For example, for our case, for Aslex, UN SDGs that we support basically is goal number 4, which is quality education. But we're also leaning to goal number 9 about infrastructure and innovation. And then we also have goal number 17. So
if you don't mind me asking, even if you align to the goal, like at least it says for sustainable entrepreneurship, how businesses contribute to sustainability. Why? I know it sounds kind of strange now, because my generation is different from, I guess, your generation by having this, when we say that, you know, there's a more meaningfulness to your generation when they do it. During my time, it was maybe just, it was more of, for lack of a better term, part of lip service, we say it, but this generation, you do it. Why is sustainability important for your business?
For the business, of course, one thing is branding. No, I don't want to cover it up. It's most of the business adopt it because of yung brand. To let's say the brand is aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. But for our case, as mentioned, we started this as an advocacy, and then the advocacy is really aligned with this. It's, you mentioned about, it's easier said than done.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
It's a very cliche. Okay, when you talk about sustainability, and that's actually one research area that I want to explore since I'm doing my PhD now. Mahal kasi maging sustainable. That's yes, actually yes. The bitter truth. Mahal
maging sustainable. Like Jose Checo Stalin is exactly saying the same thing. Sustainable is the difficult after pandemic. You need to answer the now. Business model has to be simplified because yes, it's the most difficult thing to think about because I mean, it's a challenge for a business person because you're always thinking if it's sustainable, the costs are higher. I mean that's really how how you think about things, right? I mean you can't help it. That's in the operating model. How do you sort of justify sustainability, right?
Correct. So maybe the thing is that you need just to balance because whenever you put sustainability dun sa brand mo, it would definitely eat up cost. So you might want to just look at the trade-off whether if we don't do this sustainable thing, ganyan, are we gonna lose customers over people, over organizations who've adopted sustainability practices? Like for example, for hotels, kasi medyo particular nga din ako sa, ano, sa sustainability practices. There was this hotel sa Tagaytay na I was amazed na rin. I mean, from the toiletries, dun sa mga ano nila trash bins nila, I mean alam mo yon, parang sustainable, but there are hotels na hindi naman ganon. So it's really a matter of brand, and if you could like basically absorb the cost and still be profitable, I guess nothing wrong with starting to adapt with sustainability because the trends is, you know, papunta na rin talaga doon. Like when people started using design thinking as a layman's term, parang ganyan. So papunta na rin talaga tayo. But again, I want to be very honest na the way I've seen it, because for our case, medyo mas madali for services eh. Kasi whenever, you know, the things that we're doing, this kind of like free trainings, free e-learning courses, incentivizing the way they learn, it's basically part of, you know, the UN Sustainable Development Goals and then the UNESCO Institute of Lifelong Learning Mandates. But for manufacturing, yon talaga. May impact talaga sa cost. That's definitely true.
Got that. Very interesting. I wanna go into the, I mean, there's a lot to talk about in the topic. I mean, you already have over here design thinking. We have Six Sigma. We have your Kaizen. A lot of things that people can actually go on the site and learn a lot more. There's a lot of free courses, so you can drop by asklexph.com. And like Jose Cheng, thanks so much for contributing so much. Marami ka tickets na dyan, Mr. Costales.
Yes, of course.
I like the engagement. He says, your sustainability starts with the play of finance. Can we just highlight that again? Zeke, no, sustainability starts with the play of finance. Very much agree. Now, I want to just ask right now, you know, We're starting to come to the end of this podcast, but what do you see basically as the opportunities for entrepreneurs here right now, given your perspective, seeing how all these courses can benefit them? What are you seeing as working entrepreneurs to play out there once they gain these learnings?
Mm-hmm. Well, not all courses are geared to becoming entrepreneurs, no? But siguro coming from my personal experience, again, I started, you know, seeing my pain point as an opportunity. And then, you know, everything just went through its course of action. But siguro for people who are like professional technical, there's always naman opportunity like, you would want to capitalize or sell your services, no? So uso, I mean, nandun naman tayo sa era na yun, like freelance consultants and all that. You just have to find ano yung in demand in terms of relevance, no? In relevance to what is being required. Kunwari, some people are quite afraid of artificial intelligence replacing jobs, 'di ba? Parang ganyan. But there are like new jobs that are being created that they could like take the training about artificial intelligence, understand how like GPT models are being used for more productive ways. Like ako, I'm guilty na gumagamit ako ng ChatGPT kasi sobrang bilis, sobrang
hindi man guilty na, that you're using it as an aid naman eh.
So yes, as a means para mas mabilis kong magawa yung mga kailangan kong gawin, especially at some of the administrative tasks like ganyan. So may mga jobs na pwedeng ma-create. So kung kunwari mag-focus ka dito sa emerging na skill na to or like technology, yeah. Pwede kang pwede kang mag-offer ng service that basically covers things na dati matagal gawin na ngayon kaya mong gawin, yeah. Because you have earned that skill through the technology. So ganun natin siya dapat tingnan.
Yeah. But I wanted to share, actually yesterday I hosted the event of Philippine Daily Inquirer, What Works at Work, and one of the topics covered was that about AI. And will it create jobs or eliminate jobs? But the way to perceive it is that AI might eliminate repetitive jobs, but it actually creates more jobs right now. It will create more jobs in the future, the same way that that maybe when computers and laptops came in. I mean, there were other jobs which disappeared, but more jobs were created in the end. Like, for example, we're going to have prompt engineers because of ChatGPT. We're going to have people who are creating new images or things because as a result of things like Midjourney, right? So again, no, AI is pretty good, and hopefully we get to leverage that. You know, we don't see it as something that competes with jobs, but rather something that upskills your job. And just as an entrepreneur, you've got to see the opportunities that are present here. Don't look at the job of the entrepreneur. It's not to be pessimistic. His job is to be optimistic about what it can create for you. And before I move on to the next one, I want to comment again to Rai Karingal, I think, who also deserves another virtual pass here. No, says having it. Sustainability simply is the ability of a company on how the management will be proactive to maintain and support the process of continuously over time. Great sustainability demand on how the company will impact the environment. Great. That's a really great contribution. Thank you so much for sharing that, Rai Karingal. And then as we start to close this out, Felix, can you just share a couple of tips, especially let's talk with the entrepreneurs here in the house who are just in the same position as you. When do I jump? When do I go full-time entrepreneurship? What should you have known when you made that you wish you had known when you first made that jump to entrepreneurship that you want to share? What are the hacks you want to share with our future entrepreneurs listening to us? Maybe two or three hacks.
Siguro yung the concept of fear. I mean, always there will always be fear. And the hardest step, cliche as it may sound, is the first one. So unless otherwise we have the courage to take the first step, we'll always be on the same spot. Na nag-iisip tayo, what if? So it will always be a what if unless otherwise we take the first step. We have to take the courage to take that first step. So yun yung entrepreneurial. Siguro share ko na lang din yung personal ko na, yung FCV, following my initial. When you do things entrepreneurial man yan, professional, so first is you have to really have focus. Of course, we do things, multitask and all that, but you have to understand that you have to focus at some point in time. You have to focus on things that really matter. In the industrial engineering term, it's called the vital few, the Pareto principle. Focus on the things that really matters. Focus on the things that would give you more value. Next one would be C, for consistency. Meaning, every day, you have to show up. I mean, even if hindi ka 100% okay, of course, there's another school of thought that you have to take rest, etc., etc. But I'm speaking in the perspective na you have to show up. If you're like a business leader or a leader of a growing business or a startup or whatever, may team ka, di ba? Parang you are the model, so you have to always show up and show the people that this is how it should be done. Na parang kailangan consistent tayo on doing the things that matters. And then next would be visible, or yung visibility for V. Sometimes we're quite afraid to to share people things. Yung mga lessons learned natin, we keep it to ourselves. So when I say becoming visible, you become visible in your community, you become visible to areas of practice that you are involved with. And because when you become visible, you also receive. So parang you try to give as many as you can through sharing, diba, through your communities of practice and all that. But at the same time, merong babalik sa'yo. Diba? Yung sinasabi ni RG kanina that your net worth is your network. Yan. So, yun yung pagiging visible. So, yan. Pag nakikita ko ni RJ, I don't feel that RJ is yung sobrang taas na tao na, I mean, people would have that notion kasi nasa TV and all that. So, sobrang ko siya kasi kapag nasa networking event kami, kasi nagiging classmate din kami sa mga courses, like Alibaba Entrepreneur, so Genty. So parang, yung ganon. So you have to make yourself visible. Kasi parang kapag hindi, nandun ka lang palagi sa isang place, you don't go out, you don't network. I mean, you're losing significant things on both your professional and entrepreneurial journey. So yun lang, focus, consistency, and visibility.
Really great. Salamat yung sa Check Costales RG Idol. Maraming salamat. Ikaw, tatlong ticket ka na. Bro, tatlong ticket ka na dyan sa virtual passport. No, but it's really, that's my really strong belief. I mean, to be an entrepreneur requires a lot of humility, I guess, and the ability to say, you know, I'm willing to pick up mentors from wherever they come from, really. And that's really how I see things. And that's why I do Alibaba Entrepreneur Program. I do the SGV MAP program, but at the same time, you get to network with so many different people here, and I think that's what's really key. And before we close, a lot of great comments coming in before we start close up over here again. See, Dominic Roy de Castro, I like what he said over here. Generative AI boosts productivity in any organization. Project management professional has officially adopted it and promotes it. Really great. I'm just learning all the different benefits right now. I've been using it for my talks. Makes things out easier. So parang, does it align? Basically, you're going to see if it aligns with your own. Like when I give talks, what the AI generate, does it align with what I want to share also as well? Diba? And again, kay Jose Chenko Stiles, correct. Face your fear so that when the economy opens, you're there already. That's exactly what many of us did. Just to let all of you know, many of the very successful health and wellness products I see online, live streaming their products, making millions in TikTok shop, They really pivoted their products during this pandemic. Really great job. From Alfonso Renier, again, saying very important, the maxim of the people here in ASCLEC, be significantly better. Let's focus on that. That's the last one, be significantly better. And of course, the most important comment comes from Catherine Veroya over here. Thank you, Sir RJ. And of course, proud of you, Felix. Yan yung totoong boss ng ASCLEC.
Correct.
Correct. Again, thanks so much for joining us over here, Felix. Again, December 2 is the Lifelong Learning Academy. Again, can we just flash the screen one more time? We've got free passes for all. We're going to reach out to you. But again, that will be, can we flash it on screen one more time, Zeke? That will be on December 2. That will be at the City Garden Hotel in Makati, the second Philippine Lifelong Learning Conference. You can also find that on the AskLex PH page. There we go. Let's just flash it one more time here on screen. And you can win up to 7,000 pesos in cash prize for the 7th anniversary of AskLex. And for all those who won the virtual passes, again, congratulations. It's really a pleasure working together with you, Felix. And let's talk after this one. Don't turn off your camera after we say bye. Again, thanks so much. I hope you all enjoyed the RJ Ledes podcast. We will see you in the next podcast. Thanks so much, Felix. Good night, guys. Enjoy the recipe.
Good night. See you, RJ.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.